Good evening, Abbas. I hope you're all well. We're going to be learning tonight, Mitzvah Hashem, just the final sif in Siman Tes. We'll be then discussing Siman Yud. Siman Yud discusses, Siman Tes was all about the material. The material we spoke about, wool and linen. Siman Yud, that we're going to be starting shortly, discusses the corners. We'll be discussing if there is, what happens if it's got four corners. What happens if there's five corners, three corners? We'll be discussing all those halachas shortly, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, but let's just finish Siman Tes first. Just finishing about the material Siman Tes Vov. Yesh oimim she'ein la'asos talis shel pishton. Some say one should not make a talis made out of linen. That's an opinion brought of Yen Vov. Although the halacha is not really like that, again, we're seeing now the halacha again. Ideally, over here, according to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, should be made out of wool, lamb's wool. Because that kind of material makes an obligation of tzitzis, according to all the opinions. We spoke about the Rama extensively yesterday. If you have no other option, you only got a talis made out of linen, motiv shias, a talis shel pishton, do take the pishton, the linen one, v'tzitz shel pishton, mishis batel, memitzvah tzitzis. If you haven't got any other options, take a linen one and you'll be alright, but that's only if you haven't got any further options. Okay, let us see Siman Yud. Think about a normal, we all know that the obligation of tzitzis is four, you need to have four corners. What would be the halacha if you've got, let's start with five corners. Five corners, imagine that. I mean, it's easy to think about. Yeah, what do you think? Don't need tzitzis. Does everybody agree? No tzitzis? Five corners, no tzitzis? Yeah? No, yeah? Five, no, okay. Five corners. Okay, we'll see the halacha shortly. We'll discuss it shortly. Four of them. Oh. You're saying that you need tzitzis, the beggar, there's a chayv b'tzitzis, but not all of them need, actually, not every corner needs a tzitzis. That's what you're saying, very interesting. What about a beged, which has three corners? So imagine a triangle type of tzitzis. Anybody in marketing, anybody trying to do a new niche? You can call it maybe a cutting corners. Chayv b'tzitzis. Or not. Imagine that. Triangle. Okay, we'll see soon. Siman Yud. Din kanfes atalis. The halachas with regards to the corners of a talis. Talis, she'elo arba kanfes ptura. The first halacha in Shulchan Aruch is if you haven't got four corners, it's actually potur. So imagine, for instance, a talis or tzitz which is round. That's really what he's referring to over here. That if you haven't got, it's no corners at all, yeah, it's poto. You don't need to put on tzitzis at all. Yesh lo yoisam arba, but if you've got more than four, the halacha is chayeves. Halacha is, if you've got a beggar which has got more than four corners, chayeves betzitzis. Ve'ois lo arba tzitzis. So, exactly what you were saying, you're going to put, there's five corners on it, but you're going to put four tzitzis. You're going to attach four tzitzis onto the five corners. Be'arba knofer, in its four corners out of the five, which ones? So Shulchan Aruch says, hamurchokos zu mezu yoisa. The furthest ones. So imagine you've got five corners. So you're going to put four tzitzis. The one side, I suppose, is going to be pretty straightforward. The other side, which has three corners, you're going to put the one which are the most distant from one another. So you're going to have four tzitzis, five corners. Let us see what Mishnah Berurah says over here. Sif Katan Aleph, she'ein lo tzitzis, bein betchilas asiyosoi, where they was initially done with round, bein shechotach achakach knaf echot v'oso ogoil, where there was initially a round-shaped baguette, or you're also not chayv betzitzis, if it is a say tzitzis that you made round, that you rounded it off on the side. So you've got, let's say, a tzitzit, which was a genuine tzitzit. But then he said, you know what, I don't need that. I don't want to put tzitzit on. You're cutting it off one of the corners. You're making it round. You're shaping it round. Then, actually, it wouldn't be chai but tzitzit. Interestingly, I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's always true. Have you ever noticed a frak? Yeah, a frak. I don't know if the chesed shebekesh is also like that. I don't think chesed shebekesh, but the frak, they are not. Pardon? They are. Which ones? Yeah, bekesh is normally, that's right. Bekesh are not. But the frak, you will notice if you ever look at the frak. I think all of them are. They are rounded. They're cut. Right, the frak in the back is open. There's like a long slit type of thing. One of them is rounded. It's rounded in order to make sure that there's no chiyuv b'tzitzis. I think that's the reason why they are like that, yeah.
Do these corners count?
It's a very good question. In fact, I'm going to leave it open-ended, but I'm going to add to you something very interesting that the Tzitzit Eliezer speaks about. We're not going to speak about it tonight. I'm just going to add to what you're saying. Ever thought about a shirt? 1, 2, and then 3, 4. Yeah, you've got. Ever thought about that?
5, 6.
Yeah, maybe, but not normally.
Not if it's round.
That's right. So we're going to leave this open for now. But just to add to what you're saying, so the halacha is if you've got 5, you're going to put a meuchok oizumezu. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Tziv Katan Beis. Where does that come from? Why is it that 4 is the what's the magic formula of 4? What is about 4? Mavua because says the Mishnah Berurah in Tziv Katan Beis. It's a mefurish pasuk. Because it says in the Torah, "Tekziv al arba kanfos ksuscha," the 4 corners of your ksus, of your garment. V'dashina besifri, and the sifri says, "Drasha arba," it says 4, v'lo sholosh, 4 and not 3. V'yois, but what about 5? It's got 5 corners or 6. Then it says, "V'yois ha'arba marbinon ma'asher techase." Since the pasuk says, "Asher techase," seems to imply any. If there's more than 4 corners as well, you'll be obligated to put on tzitzis. Again, not on every corner you'll need to attach a tzitzis, but a garment which has more than 4 corners, you'll need to put on tzitzis, 4 tzitzis. I'm skipping exactly a line, and the Mishnah Berurah says here, "V'lav dafke balas chomesh." It's not only if it's got 5 corners, who are din balas sheish v'sheva. Nothing about 5. If you've got 6, 7 corners, you always will need to put on tzitzis onto that. So from 4 onwards, you'll be obligated to put on tzitzis. Chayeves says the Mishnah Berurah. Interesting. When it comes to more than 4, there are yesh poitim. So we elamais who are paskening more than 4 corners, you are obligated to put on tzitzis, as we just mentioned. But the Mishnah Berurah says v'yesh poitim. There are opinions who say if you've got more than 5, some said you're potter. We don't pasken like that. But lochen ein lasis bas chomish lechatchila. Ideally, try to avoid 5, because it's true that we pasken 5 corners. Does need tzitzis, but since their opinions hold that it's not, so better leave it out. Better don't do that. An important question. If you are, for some reason or another, you've got a 5-cornered garment with 5 corners, and you're not quite sure which one is the meuchoko zumezu, which one is exactly, where to exactly put on the tzitzis. You're not quite sure. Would you be able to put the 5th tzitzis on, like all the corners to put on a tzitzis? 5 corners, 5 tzitzis? Bal Toisif, does everybody agree to that? Bal Toisif? Well, no. There's an Issa Deraisa of adding to the mitzvahs. If you're adding an additional parsha onto the tefillin, a good example, or we know there's countless examples, then you're over on Bal Toisif. Does Bal Toisif also apply if you add an additional tzitzis to the 5th corner? Everybody agree to that? What do you think? Bal Toisif? It's, let's think about it though for me. You're right. But maybe 4 is because of the 4 corners.
Are you saying the mitzvah might not be that you have the 4 tzitzis?
Correct.
Have 4 corners, it requires 6.
Correct.
And therefore,
and once you've got more,
therefore maybe it's not about those.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's definitely something to think about. The Mishnah Berurah says, Taka, as you were saying, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Dalet says, Arba v'im also chomesh, if you did 5, or even Mishon Bal Toisif, you'll be over on Bal Toisif. So that's, yes, one is over on Bal Toisif. The, It's obviously, yeah.
When it comes to rounding off the one of the corners, are you able to cut it and then you have to?
We'll speak about that. We'll mamash speak about that. Emet Hashem. Okay, so that's the halach that if you add an additional tzitzis, you'll be over on Baal Tosif. That's a good question. If you add an additional, you won't be over on Baal Tosif. Good question. Very interesting question. Yeah. Okay. Now, what happens in Tzif Beis if you do the following? Yesh lo arba. You've got four corners. Vechotach echad be'alachsoin. And you cut off a corner. You cut a corner. Ve'osou shnayim. And now you made out of that two corners. So, I actually can... maybe that's in it. Okay, you've got four corners. You're cutting off one corner. Now you've got one, two, three, four. And you've got a fifth corner now. You've created a fifth corner by cutting off the corner. You've now created a fifth corner. So what's the halacha then? Yeah? So the Shulchan Aruch says, yesh to arba, there was four corners. V'chotach echad be'alach. So you cut off one diagonally. You cut off. V'asol shnayim. Now you've made two corners out of that. Harina says balas chomesh. Now it's become a fifth corner, v'chayeves, and it's chayev v'tzitzis. Right. What would be the halacha if you've got a triangular baguette and now you are cutting off, imagine you've got a triangle. Triangle is three corners. Three corners, we learned. No chayev v'tzitzis. Now you're cutting one of the corners.
Same thing.
What will happen then?
Same thing.
What do you mean, same thing? So therefore, now what's going
to
be the halacha?
You need tzitzis
now. It's considered a fourth corner. Does everybody agree to that? Yeah? I think it's a bit of a chiddush, but you're right. Mishneh Berurah said, in Sifkotn Zayin, Baras Chomesh, V'chein im hoyolo, similarly if there was, Tchil Sholosh, there was three corners, V'chotach Knaf Ech Achas, L'shnayim, and you cut off one corner, and you made two corners out of that. Nas is Baras Arba, now it's become a fourth corner, v'chaybis p'tzitzis. And it has to be, now you need to put on tzitzis. Now, there is a bit of a point, which I wonder what you think about this. What is really considered a corner? I'm not quite sure. When do you make, because if you look on the microscope, I never did, but I assume that if you look, it's not completely, how do you define exactly a corner? I mean, it's always going to be to some extent rounded. Do you know what I mean? Any garment is going to be not completely. How yekish does a corner need to be? How exact does a corner need to be a corner to be considered a corner? Because I'll tell you what the Mishneh Berurah says over here. The Mishneh Berurah says words as follows. The Mishneh Berurah says, V'tzorich sheyia hachatich gdoilo v'nikeres. It needs to be enough that it's recognizable. It needs to be a recognizable cut. So I wonder if you cut off just a corner like that, if you just, you know, slip off a bit, that's not going to be, it's not going to be considered a fifth corner then. So Shmuel Berurah says, it's interesting, I don't exactly what it means, how do you define that, recognizable. Have you got any... Right.
There's nothing to it. If you look at it, do you have to look really
closely?
It's
just as you look at things like that, is it considered a corner?
Designed to function as a corner.
Designed to function as a corner. That's a nice way of putting it. Yeah, designed to function. Yeah.
Even as a shear, it's also kind of the same shiler as what's a wall and what's a hip, like what's an elevation of the floor.
Yeah.
Because I'll say, depending on how many up and how many across.
Yes.
That angle will be called a wall.
Right, you're saying...
But the angle of the corner also is going to be, there's going to be a shear to it.
Okay.
And that's going to affect the size of the angle.
Okay.
So if you cut some angles, like you've got a corner and you cut it, and there's such obtuse angles that they're almost a curve, then that's not
going to... That's not going to... I hear that's a nice way of putting it as well. Yeah, I hear. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch, let's carry on with Siv Gimel. Kofar karnos talisoi, v'kshoram oi teforam. What you did is that you had a corner and then you just bent it. You folded it upwards. And it appears as if you cut it off. And therefore, one of the corners has disappeared. Nevertheless, you're not potter. So what happened was, if I may show it like this, you have folded up one of the corners, and you folded it all the way. I can't actually show it properly, but you folded up one of the corners so much that actually the corner has disappeared. You've done it in a way now, that corner has disappeared. You didn't cut it off. If you'd have cut it off, we all understand, you've cut it off. You didn't do that. You just folded it upwards, you folded it, and now the corner has disappeared. You made it, I folded it up. Do you know what I mean? In a way that now that corner doesn't really exist anymore. And let's say you folded it upwards, and you even managed to stitch it, and it's like that now. But you didn't cut it off. Is now that cloth considered a three corners or four corners? You didn't cut it, you folded it upwards. You bent it. What's the halacha then? Yeah, then we agree to that. If it's stitched, then it's there forever. It's good, permanent. Stitching or not stitching? That is the question. Yeah? Pardon? Depends how it's stitched. What do you mean?
It's something that's going to last.
Very interesting. See, because the Mishnah, the halacha is, afal pikein loy niftara. Even if you are stitched, even if it was, it's not going to be, it's considered as if the corners still exist. Why is that? The Mishnah Berurah says, because the fact that you didn't cut it off shows you something. What does it show you, the fact you didn't cut it off? You might change your mind. The fact that if you really don't want it, you know, you like cutting it off, you'd be okay to cut it off. The fact that you didn't cut it off, however permanently you stitched it on, the fact that you didn't cut it off shows that the corner still exists. You might change your mind. It's a good way of putting it. You might still change your mind. So the corner is still existing. And since the corner still exists, chai betzitzis, super glue. No more foolish Mishnah Berurah on that, I'm afraid. Yeah. What do you think? Yeah.
There's no way to
What do you think?
There's a proper permanent thing.
Yeah. I wonder. I mean, it says that you may change your mind. I don't know about super glue. Yeah, I hear. Yeah. Okay, I it's a good question. Yeah.
It's difficult to kind of... They make clothes differently back then.
Yeah.
Very much. They have a whole clothing industry. No one's going to do something to their clothes and then undo it.
Undo it, that's right, yeah. Otherwise, you don't, yeah. Yeah, but it's still a gilui das that it's not permanent. There's something non-permanent about this. There's something temporary about this. The fact you didn't cut it off. I hear that. Yeah? Okay, let's carry on a bit. Talis, okay, now we move on a little bit with an additional point, which is the following. Talis shall beget, v'knofia shall oil. You've got a talis, the garment is out of material, which is chai betzitzis. But the knafia, but the corners shall oil. The corners out of leather. Then the halach is chayev es betzitzis. It's chayev betzitzis. He shall oil, or the vice versa. The garment is out of leather. Veknofeo, and the corners shall beg, is out of material. Ptur es potum. Now this is based on the following. Is leather chayev betzitzis? I've got a leather garment. Leather. Yeah, the halach of course is. Leather is of course not chayev betzitzis. There's no, that chumah doesn't exist yet. Leather is not chayev betzitzis. So, what's the halach? If you've got a baget, which is material, which is chai v'tzitzis, but the actual corners were, for some reason, maybe for strength, maybe for beauty, were made out of leather. The corners were made out of leather. So now you've got a problem, because the baget is a baget, which is chai v'tzitzis, but the corners, which is the mechayev, the corners are not chayev, because they are leather. What's the halach then? Chayev or not chayev betzitzis? Yeah? Oh, so it's interesting the way you're putting it, tofel. The word of the Mishnah Berurah is, if I may read it, Sifkot and Tes, shall beget, so it is chayev, and he says the following, t'ksiv ashet echasebo. The determining factor is the fact, what's the beget is. Because all the mitzvah is all about the beget. That's the. It's all about the baget. So asher techaseboy, what are you covering yourself with? Are you covering yourself with the corners? Or are you covering yourself with a baget? Of course, you're covering yourself with a baget. It's the garment. So since the garment is made out of material, which chay betzitzis says the Mishnah Berurah that. These are the key words. The ikara baget, that's what counts. The main part of the baget, that's what counts. Hilkach aznilam basay. That's what we go according to. That's what we go according to. And hilkach aznilam basay, we go according to that. And right. Right, and vice versa as well, the Shulchan Aruch of the case. If the whole baget, he shall oir, the baget, the garment is made out of leather, veknofeo shel baget, and the corners are made out of material, what's going to the halacha going to be? As the Shulchan Aruch says, ptua, it's potu. Why is it potu? Because the ikka is leather, and leather is potu betzitzis. So therefore, he's not in the chai betzitzis. That's, right. The Mishnah Berurah adds in Sefkot Nyut the following. The Knofer Shel Oir, Mishnah Berurah says, if the corners are made out of leather, Vua Den similarly, Im Oyroiv Atales Beged, if the majority of the garment was Beged material, Ve'ashar, and the minority was made out of leather, Chayeves, it's going to be Chayev. Why? Again, for the reason being, the key words being the Iker Beged. It goes all according to the Iker, the main part of the Beged, because that's what you're covering yourself with. Yeah?
It's the other way around.
What case?
That the majority is leather.
Then, what do you think would be the case? Potter. Right. Yes, very good point. I firmly believe so, based on what we're learning now. What do you think? Yeah. It definitely is. It's based on the fact that that's really what you're covering yourself with. It's the asher techaseh, the main material, that's what counts. Yeah? Right. Okay. Right. Okay, so let's just briefly recap what we learned tonight. We started learning tonight Siman Yud, which tells us the halachas of dine kanfas atalas, the corners of atalas. We started learning that anything that is less than four corners is poto. Triangle, two corners, if that can be. Is that possible, two corners? It wouldn't really work, would it? No. But three corners is pot. Yeah, okay, how would that work? Oh, round, very good, of course, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Round, two corners, three corners, all that is pot, but tzitzis. Four corners is chayef. What about five? So we learned if it's got five, we learned it's five is chayv betzitzis, but you're only going to attach four tzitzis onto the four corners. The reason being, if you're adding a little bit more, doing a fifth tzitzis, you're over on bal toisef according to many poskim, that's the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Which ones do you actually do on? We learned Shulchan Aruch says hamurchokus, the furthest ones. That's where you put the tzitzis. We then learned that if you have got three corners and you're cutting a corner, the halach will be that you got four corners, or alternative five corners, whatever this case may be, and it's going to be chayiv, then you go according to the new case, if you've cut off the corner a recognizable amount. We then spoke about if you don't actually cut it, you only fold it up, stitches, etc. We said from the actual fact that you didn't cut it off, you've got proof that the corner is still existing, and you're going to count it. We learned about leather, sif dalet, that if you've got a baget, which is primarily made out of leather, only the corners are made of material, it's potu betzitzis, and the vice versa, if the main part of the baget is made out of material, and the corners are made out of leather, it's going to be you always go according to the main material of the baget, because the pasuk says, asher techaseh boy, and we go according to ikra baget, and this is how we pasken, and this is what we covered tonight. Good Shabbos, Aboisai.